Good morning, beautiful. Happy Monday. It's Monday, so you know what that means. It means it's time for Getson and I, that monthly show where you ask me questions and I give you answers to the best of my ability. As always, we have so many questions, so let's just jump right into it, shall we? The first question I have is from W. W asks, will you be uploading a longer new beard scratching audio? I can. It's actually really funny. When I woke up this morning, I looked in the mirror. I was like, do I need to shave? And I felt like I needed to. I mean, I felt like I wanted to. I don't know if it's a need. It's more of a want. So if I do come to the conclusion, which I might, that I'm going to shave today, I promise to, like, upload some form of beard scratching with the beard I have before I get rid of it. It's not at the point where I'm, like, impulsively just, like, shaving it off. But it's definitely getting long. It's been a week. My beard grows really fast. Like, if I don't trim it in like 2 weeks, I feel like it gets like kind of crazy. Like all of November gets really long when I don't shave. So, but yeah, either way, I will definitely most likely record something if I shave it today. If I decide to shave today. If I don't decide to shave it today, I'll save it for the day before I shave it, so it'll be nice and long. For beard scratching audio, so yeah. Thank you so much for the question, W. I really, really, really appreciate it. Let's see. Anonymous asks, do you prefer videos or photos? That's actually a really good question. I don't know. I mean, I feel like my answer is gonna say it's gonna be like video. Because I can pull stills from a video, you know, and then a video is but moving pictures, so I get both the I get like still images and I get video, so like video might be superior for that reason. I don't know, it's hard, but assuming I can't pull stills, like assuming I have to take it in whatever the medium it is, like between video and I don't know, it's hard. I feel like video is more forgiving, like it really is, in a way that like a single shot isn't. Like, I feel like photography is so much harder than shooting video for some reason. Because there's like, yeah, I don't know. Because you only have one shot for a photo. Like, you have one shot to make it perfect. Where in a video, it feels like sometimes imperfections in a sequence, like, add character to it. And I don't know. I can pick one. I'm going to say video, but I think I'm biased. But I want to say video. I mean, photographs are great. And, like, still images. Like, a single still image can be, like, beautiful. But I think I'm envisioning it almost as, like, if I'm taking it. And if I'm taking it, I want to take a video over, like, a single image. Yeah. That's hard. That's a hard question. Yeah, I'm going to say video. Oh, man, that's so fucking hard. Thank you so much for the question, Anonymous. I really, really, really appreciate it. You had me thinking so early in the morning. Let's see. Asia asks, have you ever watched Arcane? If so, what's your favorite character? And if not, I suggest you watch it. I have watched Arcane. I've watched all of it. Both seasons. I think there's only two seasons. I think there was only going to be two seasons. I think they're going to have a third show, either in, like a Noxious show or like a Demacia show or Ionia. I don't know. I think they're doing a spinoff somewhere else. Yeah, I loved it. I thought it was really, really, really good. Favorite character? I used to jungle a lot, so I liked seeing Vander. Vander's Warwick was cool. That was neat. I was like, oh, yeah. I liked what they did with Victor, even though I hate playing Victor. I liked Caitlyn a lot. I used to ADC Caitlyn, so I was like, oh, cool, seeing Caitlyn. Same with Vi. I used to jungle Vi. I remember when Vi came out, and I used to jungle the shit out of Vi. I loved jungling Vi. I wish they had more top laners, because I used to be a main top man. But I don't like what top laners were there in. There really wasn't. I was hoping to see Darius. I was hoping Darius would show up at some point. I was really bummed that we didn't see Darius. Oh, Heimerdinger. I loved Heimerdinger. I used to play the. I used to mid Heimerdinger a lot and top Heimerdinger and also jungle Heimerdinger, ADC Heimer. I used to play Heimer in every lane. I liked Heimer. You know what? That's my answer. Heimerdinger is great. Also, Echo. Echo's pretty good. But they said they nerfed the shit out of Echo. Echo used to be really, really, really fucking good. He used to like burst people down so hard. Maybe he's good now. I haven't played League in years. I haven't played League in I don't even know how long. I don't have the patience to to play competitive games anymore. But yeah, probably Heimerdinger, right? Also Jinx. I forgot Jinx was in the show. Jinx is great too. I like Jinx. I don't know. I like everyone in the show. It's hard. It's a hard question. Funnily enough, I think I liked Silco. Silco might be one of my favorite characters in the show, full stop, even though he wasn't a playable character. I think he's like, as a villain, he was so interesting. He's such an interesting villain. Yeah, so maybe Silco. Silco might be my answer. I thought he was just such an interesting character from like a writing point of view. Same with Jinx. Same, like how they wrote everyone in the show, I think was really good. I think it's a really good testament to writing. Arcane, especially with what they did with the source material. So yeah, it's hard saying favorites for me. Favorites are so hard, but yeah, I'm gonna say Silco. I'm gonna surprise you and say Silco. So yeah, thank you so much for the question, Asia. I really, really, really appreciate it. Let's see. Anonymous asks. This is a random question. I'm 25 years old and just got pulled over for the first time in the past month in a state I'm not from with no speed limit posted for miles. He pulled me over for going 5 over the posted limit and gave me a $140 ticket. That sucks. I'm so sorry. I call bullshit because he was in the other lane beside me the entire time and he would have been speeding too. So my question for you is, should I fight this in court or accept my defeat and pay a $140 ticket? Thanks, Kay. Well, I gotta preface this. For legal reasons, this isn't legal advice. I am not a lawyer, and this is not legal advice. I never thought I'd have to give a medical or legal disclaimer or like a financial advice disclaimer and get to the night, but here we are. Maybe I should do that at the beginning of every episode. Anyway, these are just my opinions, not legal advice, but if I was you, fuck, it depends on what... It's not really the ticket that you're really like. The ticket sucks. The $140 does suck. You like that is that's a big blow on it. But it's also like the insurance and the points and all that kind of shit too. I wish I knew what state it was because I could give you better advice based on what state it was. Here I'll give you a story, and in my story will be the answer to your question. I don't know how long ago it was. I don't know, maybe a couple of years ago. I was driving in the south. I was driving from basically New York to Miami, and on the drive, I go through a lot of places in the south, and I got pulled over in Jasper County, South Carolina, which sucked. I was right at the border of Georgia. Like, I was, like, spitting distance from the border. And I was, like, 4 over, all right? And to be fair, the speed limit dropped off. Like, it was 65, and then went down to a 45, and then goes back to a 65. And it's for, like, I don't know, like, 30 feet. It's 45 miles an hour. Doesn't matter. Not here. Neither here nor there. I was, by the letter of the law, speeding. Sure, I get it. But the cop went, like, ran wild. He was, like, giving me, like, reckless speeding and some shit. He was saying I went, like, I don't know. He wrote a wild ticket. And long story short, I took it to court. Because I was, like, I'm not gonna, basically, yeah. Anyway, so, yeah, I took it to court. Because it was crazy. It was basically the same, I think, amount as you had to pay. But I think it was, like, 2 points on my license or something. I was, like, that's nuts. I took it to court and I fought it, and he showed up, which sucks because if he shows up, it doesn't make it harder. But I had like a, like, I don't know, I got one of those traffic lawyers, and he did a decent job, and I didn't have to pay the fine and I didn't have the points. I just had to do traffic school, which also costs money. And I don't remember how much the traffic school costs. I think it was like $75. But yeah, with traffic school, the fine was gone and the points were gone. So in my opinion, it was worth it. Oh yeah, but then you have to factor in the lawyer. The thing is, you might end up paying more than the 140. So if it's about the 140, then maybe pay the 140. You know what I mean? But if you're like worried about the points, because that's what I was worried about. I don't want fucking points. Points suck. you don't want points on your license. So that was more of my concern when I was fighting the traffic ticket, was getting the points off my license. Because I think all told, I think I might have spent more. I think you end up spending more fighting it than you do just paying the amount. It's complicated. It sucks. I hate it. I'm so sorry. I hate it. It is. When you get tickets, it fucking blows. Like, it's such a terrible thing. We're gonna tangent, because why not? But God, does it fucking suck when you get a traffic ticket? It's the most annoying inconvenience. Because I've gotten tickets before, and to be fair, I would argue, I've only gotten one speeding ticket, and that was literally in South Carolina. But besides that, I think all the other tickets I got two sets of rolling violations, which is like, I don't know, you didn't stop at the stop sign long enough. You did stop at the stop sign, don't get me wrong, but you, like, didn't stop long enough. And I think the first time I was a kid, and I accidentally cut off a cop. I didn't know, listen, so there's a bridge, there's like a blind bridge, and I don't know, she was flying, it's like 45 in this, she was going over, it was a 45, and she was like coming like 60 something, and anyway, I come out of this development, I was young, I must have been like 16, I come out of this development, and I like accidentally cut her off, because like, I can't see over the bridge, and I'm like at the stop on the other side of the bridge, and she like flies over it, and she slams on the brake, and like, it feels like I made her spill her coffee moment. Cause then she pulls me over, and then, like, her argument was like, she didn't see. She's like, you didn't stop at the stop sign. I was like, no, I did, but I like, yeah, but you were going fast. Anyway, so she gave me a rolling stop violation, which I took to court, and I won, and I had nothing. Like, nothing came of it. It was basically like, I don't think she showed up though. And then the second time was another rolling stop, where I was at a four-way intersection, and there was a white car parked off in, like, the underbrush. I just didn't even, I should have clocked it. I should have been like, that's weird. What's that car doing there? And, like, if I did, I may have, like, been, I would have stopped for long enough that he wouldn't have been like, dude, you only stopped for the 2 out of the 3 seconds you need to be at a four-way intersection for it to be a full, complete stop. Which, at an empty intersection, in the middle of the day, where there's no cars going in any direction, and I stopped. It wasn't like I didn't stop. But anyway, yeah, that was the second one, which I then, again, took to court. I think I've taken every traffic ticket to court in my life. I don't think I've ever let them stand. No, I guess I haven't. I think, yeah, on the whole, I think I've fought every single traffic ticket I've ever gotten. I don't know. Yeah, but I've always been told to fight. I've always been told that if you get a ticket, you always fight it. You never just, like, let it stand. So that was always the advice that I was given. So, yeah, I don't know. It sucks. Traffic tickets suck. I'm so sorry. Especially out of state. It's so annoying. Because, like, yeah. Like, in state, at least, it's, like, a little bit easier. Because the one where it was a rolling stop thing, I showed up to court. I literally went to the courthouse. I wasn't going to not go to court for that one. But, like, the one in South Carolina, I couldn't go to court. Because, obviously, it was out of state for me. But yeah, that's hard. I'm so sorry. That really fucking sucks. it is such an annoyance. But definitely get on top of it. I think the worst thing you can do is ignore it. I've had so many friends who've gotten tickets, and their solution was, I'm just not gonna deal with it. I'm just gonna emotionally imagine it doesn't exist, and I'm gonna live in that reality, which is the worst thing you can do, and one I would recommend you don't do. Because that is not a good outcome. So the fact that you're thinking about it and talking about it, I think, is a good sign. And I think whatever you end up doing is going to be the right thing for you. Whether that is taking it to court or paying it or whatever you decide. So don't stress too much about what's the right and the wrong decision. Like, no matter what you do, it's not going to be the wrong decision. Just, yeah, I don't know. I'm so sorry. It just sucks when you get a traffic ticket. It's like one of the worst things in the world. I'm so, so sorry. But I really appreciate the question. And I guess I should clarify again, none of that was legal advice. Everything from start to finish was just my personal opinion. And yeah. Thank you so much for the question, Anonymous. I really hope it helped. I hope I gave you something helpful from that. Yeah. I'm literally, I'm just like feeling the feeling I felt when I was like all on my own and I got that rolling stop violation. I was like, fuck, what am I supposed to do? What am I like? Yeah, because it's like, yeah, who are you supposed to turn to in those moments? You know what I mean? So I get it. I get it. Let's see. Kit asks, why do I feel like you would hate to live in a neighborhood with an HOA? Is that accurate? No, it is. It's accurate. I wanted to, I was like half talking myself out of it. I was like, what if it was like a good HOA? You know, like what if it wasn't just like an oxymoron? I don't know. Yeah, I don't think I would love, I don't see if it was a good HOA, then yeah, I would be down for it. But I feel like most HOAs aren't very good. I feel like they're, yeah, I don't know. I just want to clarify for people who don't know. So an HOA is like a, it's like a homeowners association. So some neighborhoods have these associations and they like set rules on like what you can do and what you can't do and like what you can paint and what you can't paint and like all these like bylaws and all this kind of stuff. And you have to pay into it every year. And then you have to go to like meetings and there's like a chair member. It's like a whole thing. It's like, for me, it really reminds me of like student, like student council at high school. Where it's like this governing body has power only because this governing body exists, and because the governing body exists, it then has a need to exert power in the ways that it can. Like in some ways, it's not bad. Like, but I don't know. I don't really give a fuck. If you want to paint your house green in my neighborhood, like I don't know, it becomes a whole property value thing. I don't know. This is a very adult conversation, and in all the ways that I hate adult conversations. But yeah, HOAs, I think, in my opinion, suck. I'm not a big fan of them. Like, if they're good, if they're like actually about improving the quality of the community and like, you know, helping out, like if there's a pothole in the neighborhood, it gets fixed because they good, we have a good HOA, or you know, or like it actually helps the community, then yeah, I'm all about it. But like, I feel like on the whole, it really isn't. And on the whole, it's like, I don't know. It leads to like a lot of petty bullshit, which I hate. I don't know. Yeah. If the HOA is actually good, and like, and to be fair, I've heard of good HOAs, so it's not like they don't exist. I've heard of them, but have I seen them? I have not. But yeah, if it was a good HOA, I wouldn't care. Do I live in a neighborhood with an HOA right now? No, I do not. But yeah. Thank you so much for the question, Kit. I really, really, really appreciate it. This has been a very, very adult get to know night. We've been we're tackling HOAs, we're tackling traffic tickets. Are there any more? Let's see. Hit the randomizer and see what we got. Let's Philly the Flamingo asks, I know you've said you've been watching Love Island USA. I have. I watched all of it. I'm waiting for the reunion, but yeah, it's not out yet. I think it's at the 30th, right? At the end of the month. What do you think about Carl? He gives me night vibes. Oh, that's so sweet for some reason. Thank you for all the audios. You seem super sweet. I hope life is treating you well. Oh, thank you, Philly Flamingo. I really, really, really appreciate it. What do I think of Carl? I like Carl. Yeah, I can see, I can see. That's very sweet. He is one of the better guys on Love Island USA. Yeah, I feel like, I don't know. Love Island, I have such a, I have such a complicated relationship with Love Island, because I think there's I have to watch it with two brains, right? There's the brain that I watch it with that's like has to be ignorant of how that kind of production works, and when I use that brain, I'm like, oh yeah, I can like enjoy it, and then there's like the part of my brain that like knows reality TV production. And that part of my brain, when I'm watching Love Island, struggles a lot. But yeah, it's I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed, especially USA. I think USA was a really good season. UK had I had a lot of very mixed emotions watching UK. I felt very terrible about how everyone treated Jasmine, and also Priya, and like I don't know. There was. Yeah, UK really, UK made me, yeah, I wasn't thrilled with the way UK panned out. But USA was pretty good. I feel like USA was the stronger of the two seasons this year, despite it being shorter. I think it was, in my opinion, I think USA was really good, was like a really strong showing. And also the winners, I think the winners are actually really genuinely like in love, which I feel, I know that's not like production's goal when they're making the show, but like the viewer, that's what we want. We want people to actually fall in love and actually have relationships that would function outside of the villa. And I think that was achieved with Bryce and Trinity. I feel like they were like, yeah, I feel like they actually really like each other. Which is really sweet. I don't know. I really liked, like, him in Casa, I think, was some of my favorite stuff. I was like, oh, like, a dude who gets it, you know? Whereas all the other boys were just out, like, over there playing. Because, like, it's I don't know, it's crazy. Like, the way the dudes move in Casa, I think it's fucking nuts. I think it's absolutely fucking nuts the way the dudes move in Casa. Like, I don't know. I don't know how, like... I know there's also like production priming them, and there's like all these externalities, which I like, I'm well aware of in reality TV. Like, producers are doing shit, and they are moving pieces while we're not watching, because the board isn't always in view for us. But still, even given all that, I don't know. The immediacy in which they just like go on a lad's holiday, I think, is what like really is upsetting. Like, there's no consideration. But yeah, anyway. Yeah. I think I got on a tangent. I think you got me on a tangent, Philly Flamingo. Anyway, I really appreciate the question. Thank you, Philly Flamingo. I really, really, really appreciate it. I love me a good Love is Island. Love is Island question. It's, oh my god. This is a complete aside. But I was watching one of the seasons, because I was on like a Love is Blind kick for like forever. I don't know, I feel like I talked about it, but maybe I didn't, where I was watching all the international Love is Blind just for like fun. I thought it was so fascinating watching like the way dating mores and the way dating dynamics work in other countries, and like what they like, how it all, I don't know, I thought it was fascinating. Anyway, but because of that, I for some reason, whenever I was talking about Love Island, I was like, oh yeah, Love is Island? And I would make that slip so many times to people in my life. They're like, and they're like, oh yeah, no, that, so much so that people now in my life, they're like, oh yeah, I watched the last episode of Love is Island and I love it. And I was like, yeah. Anyway, sorry. So that's, if you ever hear me say Love is Island, it's because it's now like a meme in my life, where now whenever someone's talking to me about either Love is Blind or Love Island, they tell me, and they're like, yeah, Love is Island is so good. Anyway, just so you know, if I slip up and I call it Love is Island, because now I no longer hear it as being wrong. I just, that's how deep it's gone. Let's see what the next question is. Because, yeah, we certainly have time. Jess asks, would you rather see sound or taste feelings? Taste feelings almost implies that I can eat them. Like, that I'm consuming feelings, you know? Like, I can... I don't know. Like, some kind of emotional vampire. I don't know why. I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of implications with tasting feelings. It's the more interesting one. I'll give you that. Between seeing sound. Seeing sound seems not very helpful. But also tasting feelings isn't very helpful either. That's like the question. Could I eat, like, if you were sad, right? Could I eat your sadness and then you're no longer sad? Because then if that's the case, then fuck yeah. That's a superpower. Although, would I have to then feel the sadness when I ate it? Also, I would assume that sadness wouldn't taste very good. Like, it would be awful. Yeah, like, could I eat your pain? And then, but then, what would pain taste like? Probably burnt. Yeah, probably like something, probably burnt. Probably wouldn't taste very good. Happiness would probably taste delicious. What would happiness taste like? You know what? I'm gonna taste some feelings. Although, I am very curious. Am I eating them or am I, like, licking them? Is it like a lollipop, or am I, like, munching on some feelings? Because I think that is... That, I think, makes me rethink the answer quite a bit. Yeah, like, what are the implications? Like, if I eat happiness, am I reducing your happiness? Because I don't want to do that. But then happiness is also delicious. Damn. This sounds like this sounds like such an interesting villain. He eats emotions. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. You've given me an interesting idea. Yeah, that's actually kind of fascinating. Tasting feelings. I think I'm gonna go with tasting feelings just because it's the more fundamentally interesting like narrative choice. Yeah, because yeah, there's so much you can do with that. Like, where do you go with seeing, seeing sound is interesting, but like, I guess I don't know. Like, all I'm thinking is like a comic. Like, do you know, like when you hit, like when they punch, it goes like whap and pow. So in my mind, that's how I'm seeing sound as like as like onomatopoeia appearing on screen. Yeah, I'm gonna go taste feelings. Thank you, Jess. That was a fascinating question. I really, really, really appreciate it. I love questions that make me think. That and I thought deeply there. I really will be think, like after this, after I'm done recording this, I am gonna be thinking about tasting feelings for quite a while, because that's such an interesting concept. Like the ramifications and like, there's something there. Yeah, there's something there. If you, thank you so much, Jess. I really appreciate it. All right, let's see how much time we have time. Z asks, "What is your favorite form of potato?" Oh, French fry. I mean, yeah, French fry. I mean, it was my first. It was my like knee jerk reaction was French fry. Yeah, I mean, I think it's the best form of potato. I mean, what kind of French fry? Then we start getting into semantics. Like we're talking. I think smiley fry, is the best out of all the fries. Because it smiles at you like that. That is un. It, one, it tastes delicious. Like I think is like a, as a container for potatoes, it's really good. But also, it's like a smiley face, and I think fun shaped food is always superior than non fun shaped food. You know. So, yeah, I'm gonna say smiley fries are probably, is that the best potatoes can be? Because there, okay. So there's like those mashed potatoes in Vegas that are really good. They're like really like they go through the, I think they go through a ricer, and they're so smooth and like, oh, perfect. But then there's also like, I don't know, and then there's also smiley fries. I don't know. Yeah, I'm gonna say smiley fries, embarrassingly so. But yeah, that's my answer. Thank you so much, Z. I really, really, really appreciate the question. I feel like I've said that before. I feel like I've said how much I like smiley fries before, but I don't know. It's been so long. Who is to say? All right, let's see. Cutie Pie asks, "Hey Knight, are you more of a candy guy or a chocolate guy? And also, why are you such a sweetheart?" Love you. I don't think I could answer the last one. I don't know why. But I do know the first question: candy or chocolate? Maybe I don't. Candy or chocolate? I don't know. See, when I think chocolate, I just think like just straight up chocolate bar. If you're talking like a Twix, then yeah, probably. But is that candy? Is Twix a candy or a chocolate? Because if it's a chocolate, I would say chocolate. But if it's a candy, I'm gonna say candy. I'm really not. I don't have that big of a sweet tooth, which is really crazy. But I really don't. Like I don't know why. I'm more of a, I have like more of a salt tooth. Like I want salty stuff more than I want sweet stuff typically. But yeah, I mean, yeah. Trying to think. Probably chocolate. Yeah, between chocolate and candy, if I had to just pick, I'm gonna say chocolate. Please answer this question. Is Twix chocolate or is it candy? Because I feel like that answer, like, you know. Because if I had to pick like one candy, which I don't know, I keep seeing, like in my mind, I'm like, Twix is a candy, is it? Well, no, it's a chocolate. It's covered in chocolate. Snickers is also chocolate, right? Like, am I overthinking this? Like, if there's chocolate in it, right? Like a Hershey's Kiss is chocolate because it's just chocolate, right? But like once you start getting into like the chocolate plus, like, you know, is it, are we now looking at it as a candy or is it still a chocolate? You know, like where is that break point where it's no longer a chocolate and becomes a candy? Because for me, I don't know if Twix is a chocolate, if Snickers are a chocolate, then chocolate. But if those are candies, then I'm gonna have to go with candy. You know, I hope that makes sense. Thank you so much for the question, Cutie Pie. I really, really, really appreciate it. All right, I think we got time for one more. Let's see. Anonymous asks, have you been to Disneyland? If you say no, I will cry real tears. Oh no, please don't cry real tears. Well, good news. You don't really have to, unless you're talking about Disneyland in Japan or Disneyland in Shanghai, in which case, then I'm so sorry, you may have to cry because I haven't been there. But I have been to Euro Disney, which I think is really good. I feel like the Euro Disney is so underrated. Obviously the one in Florida, and Disneyland, which I assume is the Disneyland you're talking about in Anaheim, California, which I like, right? I'm assuming that's the Disneyland you mean. But yes, I've been to those Disneys. So hopefully you won't have to shed any tears. So thank you so much for the question, Anonymous. I really, really, really appreciate it. And with that, that brings us to the end of Get to Know Night. If you have a question that you'd like me to answer, feel free. There should be a link down below in the doobly-doo where you can ask me whatever question you like. Anyway, I hope you have a great, great, great rest of your day. I'll talk to you later. Okay, beautiful? Bye now.